I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from NPR. Joining us now is, Flora Lichtman, our video pick of the week. Welcome back.
Thank you, Ira.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
What do you got for us?
This week, it's good. Winter doldrums.
It's always good.
Especially, I think. I think this is good for curing the winter doldrums. A new fossil find. There's a new dinosaur on the scene.
I don't have the bell or the drums or anything, too.
People can do it in their minds.
There you go. Okay.
So you know how dinosaurs, whenever there's a new dino find, it always seems like they have kind of a shtick. Like, oh, this dino has a lot of teeth. It has giant toes. It's humpbacked. Literally, there was a recent humpback dinosaur found. Mm-hmm. This dinosaur has no shtick.
It's not the biggest. It's not the smallest.
It's Plain Jane.
Plain Jane. Is that its actual name?
No. Its actual name is Eodromius.
We could make it that name.
Think I refer to it that in the video. But that is what excites Paul Sereno, who's a paleontologist who's one of its discoverers. And he's excited that it doesn't have special features because he's interested in finding the dinosaur from which all other dinosaurs descended, the dino. Eve.
The Dino Eve.
What he said.
Sort of the earliest dinosaur.
And this is a very ancient dinosaur. It walked 230 million years ago.
That's right near the beginning.
Right at the dawn of dinosaur evolution. And so the fact that this dinosaur sort of doesn't have special features helps flesh out this picture of Dino Eve. What it shares in common with its contemporaries of that time kind of gives you a sense of what the first dinosaur looked like.
So it's sort of a vanilla dinosaur.
Yeah, but...
how big is it? Give us a little idea. If you go to our Science Friday video pick of the week, go to sciencefriday.com, go to our video section there on the left, and Flora's video pick of the week. You can watch the video about this dinosaur and how you say it's...
And I don't know that he would call it a vanilla dinosaur, but he did say that they were excited about not having special features. So it's about 4 feet long, 15 pounds about. So
big
it's
chicken.
Small. Yeah. I mean...
A turkey.
You see the skull in his hands in the video, and it, you know... The skull fits in both of his hands easily.
Right.
The one thing that it sort of does have to distinguish itself is these long canine teeth.
Right.
And this suggests that actually it's already on the branch that leads to the mighty dinosaur predators like T-Rex. So this is sort of the very beginning of
tens of millions of years later.
Right.
To start out with this one that has no special features, but that's why, as you say, scientists are eager to study it.
And one of the things that was interesting to them is that, you know, there are a lot of dinosaurs at this, or there are a few at this beginning point, but it takes 30 million years for dinosaurs to sort of become the world leaders. And so one of the things that's interesting to Sereno and his colleagues, you know, how did that happen? What are these sort of beginning features that allow dinosaurs to take over? And why does it take so long?
Yeah. Come on. And where did he find this dinosaur?
It's in a valley in Argentina, and he's been working there for 20 years, and it was where he found his first dinosaur. And he said it's
sentimental.
He had some sentimental attachment, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
And he said that it's really the only place that offers a window into this time period.
Well, if you'd like to see that window yourself.
Yes.
We invite you to go to our website at sciencefriday.com and see Flora's video pick of the week with extra added animation.
Some added bonus animation.
Bonus.
Because those dinosaurs aren't moving that fast today.
That's right. Bonus animation is only Flora can do it. Our video pick of the week up there at sciencefriday.com on the left side. Good to see you as always, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for this hour. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. And Flora is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wells, Alessio Bayak, Neil Rausch, our technical director at the controls here spinning the dials in New York. And if you missed any part of our program, you can go to our website at sciencefriday.com. You can download our podcasts. We have an iPhone app, an Android app. And also, you can see our video pick of the week and lots of other videos up there for you. Also, we have on our art section. If you want to see the book Radioactive, Marie Curie, A Tale of Love and Fallout, go to our website and you can click on our art section, scifry.com/arts, and see some great stuff on our art section of Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.